Cheer Evans got away from Maguire. Now there's a chance. Stewart gives it to Long. Quick hands to Williams. He puts a kick in. There's a race on. Foran is winning it. Foran gets there. And Manly could be back in front.
Well, they're the old days of Kieran Foran playing for Manly. In fact, he's making the return to Brookie this week, Sats, as the Titans' number six. I wonder what sort of a welcome the boys at Brookvale. The fans will clap. They won't boo.
No.
Not a chance. Mm. He's joining us now on the line, the Titans 5'8", Kieran Foran. Welcome back to Sports Day, mate. You must be looking forward to getting that nice fans reception this weekend at Brookie.
No, I hope they give me a cheer. yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back there. It'll be a bit of a surreal feeling, but yeah, I'm excited for the game.
The cage, they pull the cage, Jace. When the teams run out, they pull the cage down. So it's like you're in a zoo at some stage. But Kieran, when you go to Brookie, is there any local knowledge? Like, is there one corner that sort of runs away quicker than another? Do you got any local knowledge there?
There used to be local knowledge with that old ground they had there. But since they've ripped it all up and redone it, it's actually a pretty nice playing surface now, and they've done a great job with the high performance centre there. So it's a whole new sort of feel out there, but nah, there's no local knowledge anymore. I just got to hope we can turn up and get the job done.
So are you the sort of player now, you've been experienced for many, many years and got 1,000 games under your belt, you had a great relationship and partnership with Daly down there. Are you the sort of player that will still communicate with your former teammates that are still there in the week leading up to that game, or do you just go completely black, go completely silent?
Nah, I've had a few texts with them already, actually, back and forth, so that'll be ongoing, I'd say, through the week as the game gets closer. Look, I'm still incredibly close with a lot of the lads down there, and thoroughly enjoyed my time and my playing career at Manly, so there'll be a bit of banter leading into the game, and then obviously for the 80 minutes I'll put that to the side and get my competitive head on and be doing everything I can to get the 2 points with the Titans.
How much do you help Justin Holbrook and the leadership team, which no doubt you're a part of, at the Titans this week in the planning?
Yeah, I think obviously, we'll have a few more in-depth chats tomorrow at training as we, start to plot a bit of a game plan against them, and I'm sure I'll, speak up and have a fair bit to say in those meetings and video sessions because, I've got a fair bit of inside knowledge on a lot of the guys there. They've been playing great footy, though, this year. They've obviously changed their style under Siebes and adapted really well there. So, look, I guess I'll have a few things to say, but, we're really focusing on our improvements heading into this week.
Has it been a tough week, start to the week after that performance against the Dolphins, 26-0 up, as everyone knows, and to lose that game? How did Justin handle that? Did he rip into you, fellas?
Yeah. Oh, look, it's been a pretty tough few days. There's no denying that. Pretty embarrassing, to be honest, from our point of view, to play so well in the first half and sort of get away to the lead that we've gotten up and then to come out in the second half and perform the way that we did was really disappointing. It's not the sort of footy side we want to be, and our supporters and fans deserve better, and the club deserves better. So, yeah, look, we've dealt with it, we've addressed it, and looked at where we went wrong and how we need to rectify that heading into this weekend's game.
And this is a question for both you and Sats. As a person who's never played the game, watched plenty of it, it feels like you can't control the situation, like what's happening. There's a momentous wave happening on the opposite side of the field and you just can't stop it. What does that feel like as a player out there in the middle, Kieran?
Yeah, look, it's not the first time on the weekend that's happened in my career. I've been involved in numerous games where, gotten out to a handy lead and been run down. And look, it's one of those things. I think momentum turns and obviously, self-doubt creeps in. And it feels like the whole game just swings. And sometimes there's things you can control, sometimes there's not. But, it's a pretty it's certainly one of those feelings at the end of the game where you just feel utterly embarrassed, disappointed and shocked at what happened. And you just want next week to hurry up and come around so you can you can really turn it around.
You got probably one of the best views in the house other than the fullback, looking at momentum shifts. Kieran, was it more that you took your foot off their throat, or could you feel their intensity lifted when you came out in the second half?
Oh, you know, the thing about it, we knew obviously they were going to come out in the second half really, I guess, and lift intensity. We knew that that's what they would have been talking about at halftime, and I felt like we were quite prepared for that. But it just felt like we couldn't stop it, to be honest. They obviously went another gear, and it just snowballed for us. And that's the learning for us as a footy side, you know. We didn't get it right on the weekend, and all we can do is take the lessons from it and regroup and learn from it and try to not let it happen again. But, yeah, it's trying to deal with those situations better in the future.
I feel as though that since coming to the club, Kieran, I think it's no coincidence that the David Fifita's playing some of his best rugby league, especially just the little areas of the game that he had to mature. I've got to remember, he's only 23 years of age. Have you found him really responsive when you're trying to engage him into the game?
Yeah, he's been incredible so far this season. I've said it before, you know, I think he's set up his season really well in pre-season, just in terms of, you know, the sacrifices he made personally and just how hard he trained. I thought he'd probably admit himself he's in the best physical shape he's probably been in his career. So, you know, it's a credit to him, and all the hard work he's put in. And I've just found it a great joy trying to link up with him and try and add parts to his game and sort of unlock him here and there where I can. You know, he's so gifted and talented and he's unstoppable one-on-one nearly. It's just my job really is to try and set up plays and structures where I can get him one-on-one with defenders because, as we've seen so far this season, if I can get him one-on-one, he generally breaks away and creates something. So that's what I'm constantly trying to work on with him. And I've got no doubt our combination will continue to grow as the year continues.
Now, something away from the footy field, Kieran, I like asking some of the players, outside of your own teammates, who does Kieran Foran enjoy watching play in the NRL?
It's a good question. Look, I'm a massive footy head, so I watch all the games. I don't really take much of a break from rugby league, so I'm always sitting at home through the weekend watching the majority of the sides play. But look, yeah, in terms of footy sides, you know, I enjoy watching Souths play, Roosters, Melbourne, Penrith. You know, I love watching all the teams play, but players... oh, look, Latrell Mitchell, I'd have to be up there. Really enjoy watching him play footy. Who else would there be? It's put me on the spot, I'm trying to think. James Tedesco's another one. What big men? Oh, you got to love watching Nelson play.
Oh, wasn't he good last night?
I could name a few, yeah. He was great. He was great last night. I was sitting on the couch going, I don't know how you contain a bloke like that.
Plus, he had a new contract in his back pocket. No wonder he came out full of energy. Jeez, he was unbelievable.
Sure.
Yeah, we were talking about this. We've talked about this off air and just off the cuff. Like, I can't remember a time that I've seen rugby league any better. Like, I sat there in awe yesterday and watched those two Anzac Day clashes, and that round off an amazing weekend of rugby league. You had your comebacks. You had some amazing flick passes. You had your controversy with referees and some decisions. Those two games yesterday, those four teams were so brave and put on amazing contests. Do you feel as a player in the current game that you've never seen it any better?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. I think rugby league's in a great spot where it is today. And I think that the competition's incredibly even. I think you can get beaten by any team on any given day. And, I just think the talent across the board is exceptional at the moment. And, the quality of the footy is, it's as good as I've ever seen it for sure in my time. I think that that'll just continue to evolve as this, you know, great game just, you know, keeps going, because you know, there's more and more performance that, that goes into it every single year, and more training techniques, and you know, players are, I guess, learning and, you know, upgrading their skills at a younger age. And I just think, yeah, that the quality will continue to evolve as time goes on.
Now, being a Manly boy, were you a surfer, and did you continue to surf now you come to the Gold Coast? Or are you one of those guys that's lived on the coast coastline most of their life and has never entered the salt water?
I give surfing a good crack, mate, but I tell you, I don't have the shoulders to paddle, so I'm hopeless, and the boys will tell you. Watching me paddle out there, it's a struggle. So that's the biggest challenge I find with surfing. I really enjoy it once I'm out there, and you know, I can get up and ride a wave and things like that. But mate, the paddling for me is just hard yakka. I just, if it's big and it's a big swell, I just can't get out there. I've enjoyed it since I've come up here, actually, given the different points you go and the beaches and things like that.
Did you see that photo last week, Kieran? It's gone bunter around the world. It's a girl taking a photo of half above the water at Burley Heads, Burley Point, half above the water, half under the water, and she's just got a snorkeling equipment on, and there would be dozens of hammerhead sharks. Did you see that photo?
I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. I was out at Burley Point about a week ago, and I tell you, I was putting my legs and arms up on the board a fair bit, and I kept looking around. I was jumping at shadows. Petrified of sharks. I don't know why I get out there, but as I said, I enjoy it. It's good for the soul and the body when you're out there having a paddle.
Well, mate, it's got to be better being in the surf than spending your day off shopping with the missus at Pack Fair. Mate, is that her punishing you for the performance on the weekend against the Dolphins as well? Because, mate, it's your day off. Why should you be tortured?
Yeah, you can't believe it. It was actually my suggestion. I said, let's go wander around Pack Fair for a couple of hours. I don't know why I suggested that. I think the weather threw a spanner in the works. We normally go for a walk around Burley Point in the sunshine, but because it was raining, I said, let's go and sort of stroll around there for a couple of hours.
Yeah, brownie points.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, actually, I don't know how to bank brownie points. You need to give husband lessons, mate. That's what you need to do. Oh, incredible.
Oh, you got to rack them up. You got to rack the points up.
Kieran Foran, best of luck. I hope the boys do hit back well against Manly. We're just talking before we actually rang you. Are Manly flying under the radar? They're sitting second, and you can't say they're playing pretty football, so it's going to be a big challenge this weekend.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah, I think they are flying under the radar at the moment. You know, they're, as you said, sitting second, and they probably haven't hit their straps, any of their players yet, or as a side. I think they're still finding their best style and working that all out. So, yeah, look, they're a really quality team, as we've seen over the years, and they're no different this year. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us, especially down there at Bookie. But, you know, as I said, you know, we're really focused on bouncing back from last week, and I've got full faith we're going to go down there and come away with the win.
All right, mate, we'll let you go. Thanks for your time today. Make sure you give those fans down there as much as they give you, all right? Just
thanks,
run
guys,
out giving them the bird as you run
you
out. Just
the
do
headlines.
That.
You can see the headlines after Foran set up a winning try. So yeah. Foran puts a cherry on top.
Oh,
you
that's
like
gold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like what it did
there? It's right in
there
itself.
Go. Good luck.
See you, mate.
Thanks, guys. See ya.